So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio.
Hey folks, it is Tommy Freedom, and I am glad to be back with you for another 30 minutes. Now, I know last week I told you I was going to talk to you about the Mandela Effect, but from here on out, I'm just not going to give a heads up of what I'm going to be doing for the following week because, as usual, something else has come up. Now, it's going to take a lot of show prep to do that because I've got a lot of notes that I've got to make. And I had a gun show this past weekend, and I just didn't have time. So, at some point in time, when I have the time to do the proper show prep and get the proper notes put together, then I will do the show on the Mandela Effect. And it will be pretty informative, trust me. It'll be one of those coast-to-coast AM type shows. So, this show here, there's going to be a little humor in it. I'm going to start with something humorous. I have gotten my sense of humor back, which is good. I know the past couple of weeks I sounded a lot better than when I did right after my brother taking his own life. So I've gotten my sense of humor back, and that is a good thing for me. Anyway, it's a way that I can kind of gauge how I am getting over this. Now, if I sound a little bit different this week, I have reconfigured my mic yet again. Yeah, I've had this thing set up for the past 5 years, and I've tweaked it here and there, but this time, I've turned it the other way. I had the mic up over my head and hanging down, and it was just getting in my way. And when I'd go to swing it over, it was so long, it was kind of twisting the arm on the boom that I've got. So now I have it mounted from underneath. It is out of my way, I can see over it, and I can see the monitor, which is actually a little bit off to my right on about a 15 or 20 degree angle. And before, looking at something that close, of course you have two images. When you're looking at something farther away, which in my case is the monitor, I had a double spit guard in front of my face, and it was effectively blocking the monitor when it was up at eye level. Now it's down at mouth level, and it's out of my way. I also changed the boost a little bit on the mixer. I had a high range, a medium range, and a low range. I'm assuming that's like bass and treble. So I boosted the low end a little bit, and I don't know if that's going to affect the way that I sound or not, if it's going to make my voice sound a little fuller, a little richer. I don't know. I'll be surprised when I listen back to the show and find out. It what? George is saying it did make a difference. Now he wants me to go ahead and boost the mid-gain. Okay, hang on one second. Okay, I got the... Wow, that's like overloading. I gotta bring the whole gain down. Yikes. Okay, George, how's that? Okay, the volume level looks good. How does it sound? He's giving me the paws up. Okay, so that's where we'll keep it from now on. Well, you know, I've had this equipment since, I don't know, like 2004, maybe? And I started using it for this show about 5 years ago, and I'm just now figuring out that there are different doohickeys just on the mixer that I can do in addition to everything that I can do on the Audacity program that I use for recording the show. So, hey, you know, you learn something new every day. So we have a holiday coming up here at the end of the month.
George, what is... Turn that down. Turn it down. I can't even hear myself think. Turn that down. Thank you. What are you doing? Yeah, I know I said we have a holiday coming up. It's not Christmas. This is April, you moron. Why are you playing Christmas carols? George, look, I know you mean well, but from here on out, just listen to what I have to say and don't jump the gun, okay? All right. So now, just turn it off. Turn it off. What am I going to do with you? No, I'm not going to give you a kitty treat. Not for doing that. George, I love you dearly, little buddy, but sometimes you just aggravate the snot out of me. Alrighty then, let's get to some news here. I want to go over something that happened last week. Now, you've probably heard some of this. Now, there was supposed to be a hearing on white supremacy and the faltering efforts of the Trump administration to quell violent expressions of white nationalism. Well, as we know, that's not exactly what happened. Now, you have heard, I'm sure, the testimony of Candace Owens, who honestly, until they said she was black, I did not know. She speaks very, very well. She does not speak in Ebonics in the least. And of course, they set her up by taking some of her comments out of context and making it sound like she had this strong admiration for Adolf Hitler. And she fired back, folks. And she told them that the way that they had done that, that they were trying to make black people appear dumb. And immediately, whoa, 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 whoa. How dare you call one of our people dumb? Well, that's not what she said at all, folks. Which just proves even more how stupid they actually are. She said they were trying to make her and her people seem dumb. And they took offense at that and heard the word dumb and immediately thought it was coming back at them. That shows you just who these people really are. Now, when she first started speaking, she was talking about the Southern strategy that Richard Nixon had used in regards to racial fears to win over Southern states who had been loyal to Democrats. And she said it was a myth and it never happened. And a lot of conservatives go along with this, but it's not generally shared by mainstream historians. Well, she did a very good job in making her points known. Now, next to her was a guy named Mort Klein. Mortimer Klein? He must be Irish, right? Now, he's president of the Zionist Organization of America. Yeah, obviously a Jew. And he was the other witness who had been invited there by the Republicans. Now, he's a very close supporter of President Trump. And he actually described the murders of the 50 people in New Zealand in that mosque last month as a left-wing, self-described eco-fascist who had perpetrated and carried this thing out. Now, the Democrats are trying to pass him off as a Trump supporter, and he is not. So this guy actually called them out on it. And he had also published a manifesto praising Communist China as the nation with the closest political and social values to my own. Yeah, see, folks, that is not a Trump supporter. That shows how idiotic these people were. It's just completely bogus. But get this, folks. The article that I'm reading here, where I'm kind of paraphrasing this stuff and sharing it with you, clearly states, The shooter was, in fact, a white nationalist who has sympathized with Trump's restrictive views on immigration. That is how far out in space these people are, folks. They just don't get it. Even when it is put in front of them with facts and figures, they still refuse to accept those facts and those figures as fact. These people are nuts. They are nuts. They just will not see what is going on around them. They are so focused on their hatred of Donald Trump and the destruction of the Republican Party that they will say and do anything to try and keep their fallacies afloat. The good news in this case, however, is the fact that both of these witnesses shut them down cold. They shot them out of the sky. It took everything they had to say, and they had comebacks for it. They're grasping at straws. They're doing anything that they can, making stuff up, issuing threats, twisting words, and it's just not working, and they can't understand it. They don't realize that people aren't as stupid as they think they are, and how it's coming around to bite them. And I really hope it comes back to bite them in 2020. I really do. But in the meantime, something is coming back to bite Ilhan Omar right in her butt. And it appears that at some point in time, she had made a video or posted a video. There was some kind of a video that supposedly shows her being dismissive of the 2001 terrorist attacks. And now she's claiming that she's facing increased death threats because Donald Trump posted this while he tweeted it. And he actually pinned it. So people were able to see this always at the very top. And it should very well have been there. Because if one of our representatives has made comments like this in the past, then hey, it's going to come out. Look, every time I've run for public office, the same crap is always brought up time and time and time and time again ad nauseum. And it's brought out there, and I say, hey, look, you know, I explained this the first time. I explained it the second time. I explained it the third time. I am not explaining it again. If you don't like it, then too bad. But it does come out. So if she's made comments in the past, then she had to understand, well, if she didn't understand, just like I didn't at the time, that when you later run for office, these things are going to come out, and they will haunt you for the rest of your life. Once it's on the internet, it never goes away. Those comments that I made are still haunting me almost 20 years later. I can't get a decent white-collar job because when the employers do a background check, of course, they won't find anything. But if they look my name up online, they found the things that I had said in the past, and I don't get hired. Many, many times on Match.com. Found very, very nice women who were making six-figure salaries. When I tell them who I was, they'd look me up. I'd never hear from them again. Two actually took the time to contact me back and ask me about it. I explained it to one. She appreciated my explaining it, but still ditched me. And the other one did actually believe what I had to say. And we began talking. Turned out that she was a complete alcoholic, and she went off on me one night, would not shut up on the telephone, and I ended that one. So, I mean, this thing will haunt me forever, just like it's going to haunt Ms. Omar. So what did she do that was so horrible? Well, in this video, she was clearly being dismissive of the 2001 terrorist attacks that we had in New York, Washington, D.C., and over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And she has been getting increased death threats since Trump put that video up. And she is quoted as saying, "This is endangering lives. It has to stop." Well, Nancy Pelosi said that she has taken steps to ensure the safety of the Minnesota Democrat, and she called for Trump to take down the video. So, well, he kind of compromised. He's a good guy for compromising, right? He took it down as a pinned tweet, but he didn't delete it. So it's still there if you want to look it up. Now, Nancy Pelosi had criticized Trump over this particular tweet. And some people had accused him of trying to incite violence against Omar, and it's nuts, folks. They just keep taking this stuff. Now, an upstate New York guy apparently had recently been charged with making death threats against her, and I feel that's going to increase. She's openly preaching Sharia law. Now, Sarah Sanders defended President Trump, and she said the president has a duty to highlight Omar's history of making comments that others deem anti-Semitic or otherwise offensive, and that he wished no ill upon her. But Omar said that since Trump retweeted the video Friday night, she's received many threats on her life that referred or replied to the posted video. Well, golly gee, lady, again, you make your bed, you gotta sleep in it. So now she says, violent crimes and other acts of hate by right-wing extremists and white nationalists are on the rise in this country and around the world. I wonder why. We can no longer ignore that they are being encouraged by the occupant of the highest office in the land. We're all Americans. Oh, give me a break. You're the one that's pushing Sharia law and you're trying to call yourself an American? Shut up, lady. Now, Nancy Pelosi went on to say that officials are going to continue to monitor and assess the threats against Omar, and then she called on President Trump to discourage such behavior. The president's words weigh a ton, and his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. President Trump must take down his disrespectful and dangerous video. Hell no, Don, keep it up, keep it up, keep it going. Now, here's the description of what was in the video. It included a snippet from a recent speech that Omar gave to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, in which she described the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center as, some people did something. Oh yeah, they did something all right. Along with news footage of the hijacked planes hitting the Twin Towers, Trump captioned his tweet with, we will never forget. And there's a lot of people that are accusing Omar of being flippant in her description of the perpetrators of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. Now, later on, she backpedaled a little bit, and she tried to defend herself by tweeting a quote from President Bush in which he referred to the attackers as people just after 9/11. Well, technically they are, but they're still animals. Now, neither Trump's tweet nor the video included Omar's full quote or the context of her comments, which were about Muslims feeling their civil liberties had eroded after the attacks. Well, good. I hope they did. The tweet was posted atop Trump's Twitter feed for much of this past Sunday, with more than 9 million views. And it remained lower in the feed after Pelosi requested that the video be pulled. Well, you know, it is because of the actions of Muslims around the world and actions like hers here in this country that people feel the way they do. We are Americans. We are a nation of laws, laws that were established almost 250 years ago. And people like Ilhan Omar are coming here from places like Uganda. Well, she's not from Uganda, but I'm saying places like Uganda and wherever the hell she's from over there in Africa, these Muslim-controlled African nations, and they're trying to inflict their law upon us, Sharia law over U.S. law. That's not going to float. It is not going to float. And the more they push it, the more we're going to resist and fight back. This is just the beginning, folks. Look, I got to take a break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stick around.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Back. join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for walking on the fighting side of me. That's the fighting side of me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Wow, I didn't realize how long that last segment had gone over. Doesn't leave a whole lot of time left. But there were just some things there I really couldn't stop in the middle of it, take a break and come back. So sometimes that does happen where I gotta kind of push on through, but there's been a lot of things happening, folks, lately that really, really encourages me. And I did a gun show this past weekend. And as always, you know, I talk to a lot of people. Because really, I don't have anything better to do. I'm trying to sell things and people stop by my table and we talk about things. And quite frequently, political things come up. And the general consensus is that the American people have had enough and they're really starting to open their eyes. So many people like myself who've had family members over the years who always turned a blind eye to things or thought that I was crazy now understand that everything I was telling them 20, 25 years ago was true, it was correct. And a lot of them are coming around. They're voting Republican. Many people in my family that voted for Obama voted for Trump. They realized the mistake that they had made. That's very, very encouraging. And several of those people now are really diehard Trump supporters. That's very, very encouraging. And speaking of being a diehard Trump supporter, I don't think I have played this for you yet. I have had it for a couple of months, but this is kind of a Trump-based song. Let's see if you kind of like it as much as I do. Yes, George, you may push the button. Thank you for asking.
Will get the change they voted for and that they so richly deserve.
Here he comes now, said Donald Trump, yeah.
Don't stop now, come on Trump, yeah, come on. Donald Trump, Trump, Trump. We love you, Donald Trump, Trump, Trump.
Well, after hearing so many songs about Barack Hussein Obama and Rahm Emanuel, it's very refreshing to hear a positive song about Donald J. Trump. What do you think, folks? I kind of enjoy it. It's not a really good song, but again, it's pro-Trump and USA, USA, USA. Well, I have time for one more comment before I end the show for today, and it has to deal with open-mindedness. Now, conservatives, for the most part, are open-minded when it comes to politics. We look at both sides, we weigh the odds, and we do what's best. And sometimes that includes working together with Democrats. Donald Trump is very open-minded. He has done this time and time again, trying to work with the Democrats. But it gets him nowhere. It's gotten none of us anywhere, trying to be open-minded with the Democrats over the years. The Democrats, on the other hand, are extremely open-minded, but not in the way you might be thinking. The Democrats are so open-minded because years ago they lost all their sense and any touch with reality, leaving nothing in their heads but a bunch of mush and open space. That is the definition of Democratic and left-wing open-mindedness. So on that note, my friends, I will wrap it up for this week. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, stay alert, stay safe, stay free, and stay alive. But most importantly, y'all stay tuned, and I will talk to you again next week. Out for now.